what's up, and welcome to Let Me Talk to You. So, TNA. I guess I can't call them TNA anymore, because that's not part of their name. So, Impact Wrestling. You know, Anthem Sports came in, and they wanted to make some changes, man. They changed the logo and everything. See, man, here's the thing. You guys can get guys like EYFBO. You guys can get guys like that. You guys can get talented guys and women on your roster. But until you guys actually change the direction of this company, it's going to stay where it is. See, here's the thing, man. For the longest time, TNA has forgotten where, or actually, no, not where, but what really brought them to the eyes of fans. In my mind, it was the X Division, because I saw one X Division match 13 years ago with AJ Styles. I forget who his opponent was. I saw one match with the X Division involved, and I was hooked, and then thereon, they have forgotten about the X Division, because where are the X Division competitors? You got Trevor Lee, you got Andrew Everett. But what other X Division guys are there? See, the X Division isn't like WWE's Cruiserweight Division. Because the X Division, if you're a heavyweight, you can win the X Division title, because the X Division isn't about limits. It's about no limits. It's not about weight limits, it's about no limits. That's what it is. Because Abyss, Samoa Joe, and Lashley have all been X Division champions. So, if that's not proof that there's no weight limit on the belt, then I don't know what to tell you. Then you got the introduction of this new championship, even though it's not really new anymore, but it's the dumbest championship in professional wrestling, in my mind. The Grand Championship, which is currently held by Moose. See, man, here's the thing. Here's why I don't like the Grand Championship. It's simple. It's competed for under MMA rules. Last time I checked, professional wrestling is not MMA, and MMA is not professional wrestling. So why are you mixing the two? It's stupid. It's dumb. It's idiotic. If they were going to create a new belt, they should have just created a new television title and called it a day. That's what they should have done. But instead, I don't know who convinced TNA that this is going to be a smart idea, but it's really not. Let's look at the mistakes that they made. They let Drew Galloway go. They let guys like AJ Styles, Christopher Daniels, Frankie Kazarian, Samoa Joe, guys that, you know, helped found their company and helped put the company on the map, they let them go. Bobby Roode, James Storm, Chris Harris, AMW, Beer Money. You know, there are very few originals, but I think Abyss might be the only one, if I'm really thinking about it, that's still in TNA. Abyss will probably be with that company until that company isn't around anymore. And I respect him for that. But, I mean, you got storylines you had storyline with Ali, Braxton, Maria, and Laurel Van Ness, which I actually thought was pretty interesting. Because Braxton and Ali are together in real life, but they treated it like they didn't know each other, like, the entire time. And it was like they met each other for the first time, and that's why I thought it was interesting. I don't know what's going to happen with that. Lashley being world champion. See, here's the thing, man. Lashley should straight up just issue an open challenge and see who shows up. Because he had to defend his title last week against Josh Barnett. Someone who is an MMA guy But he's done nothing to prove himself in the wrestling world to even get a shot at Lashley. So it makes no sense whatsoever that Lashley had to defend his title against him, because he didn't do anything to earn the title shot. Same thing can be said about what's going on in the UFC right now. GSP is coming back. And do you know what's happening? He's getting a title shot. Because, you know, there isn't an entire ranking system in the UFC. I mean, the rest of that division, they cannot be happy about the fact that GSP, who hasn't been in the MMA in 4 years, or in UFC for 4 years, I'm pretty sure, he just gets to walk back in the UFC and get a title shot. How much sense does that make? I know I'm getting off topic. I'll get back on topic in a minute, but Dana White, see, a while back, he talked about WWE fans, wrestling fans, and the business itself. See, Dana, you play favorites, man, just like Vince plays favorites. Because explain to me what Ronda Rousey did after a year of not fighting in the UFC. Explain to me what she did to get a title shot, please. Because she was the former champion. She deserves a shot, right? See, that makes no sense. Everybody was saying that Ronda shouldn't even be getting the title shot because she hasn't fought in a year. What did Dana expect? What did Ronda expect? What did Ronda's coaches expect? See, Ronda's coaches, as Amanda Nunes said, Nunes everything, she didn't understand why Ronda's coaches made her believe that she was a stand-up fighter. Because she's not. She's never been a stand-up fighter. It's all about taking them down and getting them in an armbar. It's really what it's all about. She's a takedown specialist. She doesn't stand up. Because when she stands up, look at what happened in her fight with Holly Holm. Look at what happened in her fight with Amanda Nunes. She loses. That's just what happened. Anyway, back to TNA. So you got the idiotic Grand Championship Impact forgetting about the X Division. Look, man, they can bring in all the new management and all that. They can do whatever they want. But like I said, until they change some things, like, for example, with the X Division, like I said, they just forgot about it. The Knockouts Division, that's what I wanted to get into. I'm sorry. The Knockouts Division. See, I enjoyed the Knockouts Division. I always enjoyed the Knockouts Division. I don't know what's going on with the Knockouts Division now, because it seems to be about Jade and Rosemary, and that's just it. It seems like it's just about them. Because there aren't any more, you know, female competitors on the show or anything. Just like WWE and Monday Night Raw, focusing on Charlotte, Bayley, and Sasha. Because apparently there's no one else on the Raw Women's roster that can compete. Knockouts Division, they need more talent. I'll say that. They have talent. They just need more of it for it to actually be a division. The Tag Team Division. If you guys didn't know, Broken Matt and Brother Nero are no longer part of TNA. They are now signed to Ring of Honor. They are the Ring of Honor Tag Team Champions. They're still on their Expedition of Gold, because let's not forget, they are still like champions in like six other territories, as they like to say. Six, seven different territories. It's crazy how many tag team championships they have. It's insane. They let the Hardys go. They let Drew Galloway go too, which is another mistake. And I know for a fact that the titles got vacated because the Hardys left and they couldn't take the titles with them. Well, they could have, but I'm sure they didn't. Because they're not those kind of guys. But, yeah, I know who the new tag team champions are. I brought up EYFBO because that's who the TNA tag team champions are right now. Actually, Conan is back in TNA too. I don't think they put out the episode where they put the belts up in the Fatal 4 yet, but I know Conan is back in TNA. He's got a new version of LAX, and it's EYFBO. Along with some other talent that I've never seen before, or if I get a better look at them, maybe I'll know who they are. But there's a new version of LAX, man. I remember the original LAX, Hernandez and Homicide. With Conan. They were brutal, man. They took on everybody. They were not playing around. So I can't wait to see how the new LAX looks. I mean, I guess I shouldn't really call them the new LAX. I just call them LAX. Because calling them the new LAX is me comparing them to the old LAX, and I can't do that. That's not fair to them. So, LAX. EYFBO is what they're known as in other parts of the world. They're the tag team champions. They need to get a tag team division. They need to get a knockouts division. They need to get an X division. They need a lot. TNA, Anthem, you need a lot. Okay? Also, you guys really need to improve your commentary team. For example, how about just getting rid of Josh Matthews? I get why Pope is on commentary. I understand the reasoning for that. But Josh Matthews is the worst commentator in professional wrestling right now. He is terrible. Odds are Josh Matthews is never going to hear this. Odds are Anthem is never going to hear this. Impact Wrestling is never going to hear this. So this is me just voicing my opinion. I don't really care if they hear it or not. See, Josh Matthews has always sucked on commentary. He's always been terrible. Always. Why TNA is paying him to suck, I don't know. It's like what Chicago was doing with Jay Cutler before they released him today. They paid him all this money to be garbage. Because that's what TNA is doing with Josh Matthews. They're paying him to be absolute garbage. TNA, you need a lot. And I hope that you get what you need to still remain a company and to remain relevant in the eyes of professional wrestling fans. I hope you can get what you need. Anyway, see you into this. Talk to you guys on another episode.
When the smoke clears, the battle's won. Our heroes born and the cowards are run. When the smoke clears, the dust settles down. We'll be the ones left standing on ground. If you think you're mad enough, then step up, step up. Knuckle up, get your ass busted up, man, sit down. When the smoke clears, the ashes fall down. We'll be the